And with the sport, here's Darren Frahill.
Big day for the racing fans, Rachel. The Cheltenham Festival gets underway later today. There'll be 28 races across the four-day event. And as always, there's a huge Irish interest. But as we know this time around, it's going to look and feel very different. Let's go live to the course. Rupert Bell is standing by. How different is it there this morning, Rupert?
It's extraordinarily different. Normally this will be hustle, bustle, everything getting ready for the unexpected 60,000 crowd, but I walked in and it's like a ghost town. However, there are some aspects of the festival that will never change. Suddenly there was a cavalry charge of horses just walking down the avenue, and that was the Willie Mullins battalion were going out for their early morning stretch under the foothills of Cleve Hill. So that at least felt normal, and there was smiles on the faces of all the people riding the horses, just happy to be here and be able to take part in what hopefully will be a fantastic week on the course, because that's what we need more than anything for the sport, that the racing does the talking. And to see the beaming Willie Mullins team, they obviously can be expecting a pretty decent week, I would have thought, with the horses they've got here. And we're set fair. It's a cloudy morning, but the ground is soft in places, so in terms of conditions it's perfect. It's just surreal.
Rupert, what are the highlights today for you?
Well, obviously the champion hurdle is going to be extraordinary, I think. Honeysuckle with Rachel Blackmore on board, going to be the favourite. What, as the opener said, stepping up to Champions League level now. Epitant, the defending champion who blotted her copybook at Christmas at Kempton. And then Goshen, a horse who tipped up in the Triumph Hurdle at the last flight, and would be an emotional story if that would. That will be fantastic, but we've got to appreciate it in the first, for Ireland could get off to a flying start with that horse who's been so brilliant this season. And Shishkin, from the domestic point of view, looks to be a horse of rare potential in the album photo colours, but trained by Nicky Henderson. So in terms of equine highlights, I think we're going to be in for a real treat. It's just we'll miss the roar.
Absolutely. Rupert will be with us throughout the week here on Morning Ireland. All that action coming up a little bit later on. Liverpool 1-0 winners against Wolves in the Premier League last night. Two more places in the quarterfinals of the Champions League up for grabs tonight. Manchester City have a 2-0 lead over Borussia Mönchengladbach from the first leg, and that's the live game on RTE2 this evening. Our commentator George Hamilton joins me on the line. George, are they pretty much home and hosed in this one? Can you see any issues for them?
Well, it should be a walk in the park for Manchester City. Apart from that Manchester United win at the Etihad, it's what now? It's 23 of their last 24 they've won in all competitions, including the 2-0 win over Gladbach in the first leg in Budapest. By the way, to go easier in the vocal cords, German football fans refer to Borussia Mönchengladbach as simply Gladbach. But they are in a bad place at the moment. They've got a terrible run, and their manager has been announced is leaving at the end of the season to go to Borussia Dortmund. They're in free fall in the Bundesliga. They've fallen into the bottom half. They're 2-0 down in this on a neutral venue, which is supposedly the away game anyway. So it should be straightforward for City tonight.
In terms of City, they're gathering so much momentum at the moment. They have always come up short in the Champions League, even despite having a great team. Is there a feeling this is finally their year, maybe, George?
Well, it's interesting, you know, that Guardiola saying to his team that this is the worst City team of his 5 years in charge is a way of reminding them that they've won nothing yet. But no one in this team has ever won all three domestic trophies and the elite European competition as well in the same season. And they are heading in the right direction. There's no question about that. And they've come up short in the Champions League because of a ropey defence. Three goals against Lyon last year. The previous year, they conceded three against Tottenham and went out at the Etihad. They let in five over two legs against Liverpool in 2018. So letting in goals has been the Achilles heel of Guardiola's time at Manchester City. But in the group stage this season, they conceded only once on the opening night to Luis Diaz of Porto. And here they are facing their eighth start, and there's still only that one goal conceded. So they've sorted the defence. They're up against a team that they're going to swat away tonight, in my view. And I think they're in a very, very good place for the Champions League this season.
Okay, George, have a good one tonight. Manchester City against Gladbach at 8 o'clock. I like that. Makes things an awful lot easier. And also the other game tonight is Real Madrid and Atalanta. Madrid holding a one-goal lead in that one. Now, the League of Ireland season begins at the weekend. And ahead of that, Sligo Rovers manager Liam Buckley has raised some issues and questions about how the management team are operating at Dundalk. The sides meet on Saturday. Shane Keegan is the new manager, and last season's manager, Filippo Giovannoli, is part of a coaching committee.
I've done my pro licence many moons ago. And I think there's upwards of 100 pro licensed coaches around the country. And we have an obligation to make sure that every one of them are treated with great respect. So it's up to the powers to be to make sure that everything is upheld from that end of it. The rules are in place for a reason at this minute in time. I wouldn't be looking to change anything. They just need to be respected. That's all. That's what I'm basically saying. I don't know whether anybody's breaking rules or not breaking rules. Yeah. Listen, with great respect to Giovanni, okay, he's had a fantastic season last year. He's won the Cup, which is an achievement. He's qualified for Europe. He's made the group stage with achievement. He's finished third in the league. They're doing it whatever way they do. They have a committee of people picking the team. They've got two people picking the team or three, depending on what you read.
Yeah, that is Liam Buckley speaking with John Kenny there. Shane Keegan has his pro license. Filippo Giovagnoli doesn't. Let's see what happens over the course of the next few weeks with that. Interesting piece in the Irish Times this morning. The future of the Lions Tour will be decided within the next week. The Lions due to go to South Africa this summer. But if it's played as a home series for the Lions, it's unlikely Ireland will stage any game because of the COVID restrictions. As things stand, no crowds would be allowed to attend, and that would mean that the matches, all those series and tests, those tests in the series would take place in the UK. Finally, the Irish hockey team back in action this afternoon as they meet Great Britain in the third and deciding game in the Soft Coast Series. GB won the opener. Ireland, though, came back with that brilliant win on Sunday. 2-1 win there. 3 o'clock start at Queen's University, and you can watch it live on the RTE player.
Darren, thank you. It's 8:42.